Now, stick with us
live and local
on the home of local news.
News Talk 1480 WHBC.
This is Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook.
Oh, here we are. Another week of high school football. It's playoff time, and we've got some great games for you. And of course, we're going to preview them for you on our WHBC Newsline right now. Mr. Dan Belford. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, top of the morning, Tammy. This is great. Dark and early, but the sun will be shining. It'll be dark again, and that means it'll be kickoff time. So it's a great Friday night.
And the weather's pretty decent. It's going to have, you know, not going to rain or anything like that, and should have pretty decent temperatures. So it looks good.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be cool, but I think the players and the coaches actually enjoy that because they get after it, and it's nice just to have that cooling factor. But it's football. It's football weather, and we're ready for it.
All right, so here we go. This is the big rematch, as we all know, Jackson at McKinley.
Boy, and you're coming off that. I think coaches hate rematches in the playoffs. I really do.
Yeah.
I hate to see our teams play each other so early, but, you know, it was the one-point win a few weeks ago by McKinley. Came down to the final minute of the game. I heard Tim Budd on the Kenny and JT show yesterday talking about that McKinley flat out was the more physical team the first time around. And they hope to change that, especially at the line of scrimmage. McKinley ran for over 300, but still, you're all that positive offense, and they only pulled out a one-point win. And then in that sense, McKinley took their chance at a 10-0 season off the table. So that's motivation in one sense, but Jackson looking to win their second playoff game ever in this program in terms of 2-1 season. So it's going to be dynamic. We know Jackson can move the football with Brendan Craig and Hunter Geisinger. We know McKinley can with Amarion Williams and Chris Williams and Fannin and McNeil. There is talent all over the field, but I truly feel this game will come down to maybe a big play and undoubtedly the line of scrimmage. Who controls it is going to come away with the win tonight.
All right, that's on 1480 WHBC and Mix 94.1. And, of course, our All Care Stadium show starts at 6 o'clock. Now, WHBCSports.com stream game of the week. Here we go, another one. Green at North Canton.
Just rematch back-to-backers here on the same night. Yeah, their first meeting again. Hoover held them to their season low, I think, 7 points. It was 17-7 game. And look at Hoover last week. They gave up 17 in their playoff win and held their opponent to 100 yards. Green is very dynamic. Van Horn is an incredible quarterback. I think he's got like 3,000-plus throw, run, 33 touchdowns. But Hoover made life difficult for him last time in holding them to only 7 points. They go empty backfield. They go five wide. But when you got kids like Shimmick and Logan coming off the edges, they play very well in the back against defense, trying to negate big plays and keeping the offense in front of them from a defensive perspective. And they'll do what they need to do on offense for Hoover. They run between the tackles very well. They mix in some short throws, some slants, and some bubbles, and maybe some wheel routes. They keep it within their talent structure. I look for Hoover to pull this out again. I think they have everything they need to make a deeper run in the playoffs, and that's going to continue tonight.
All right, and over in Tigertown, we see Westerville South visiting Massillon. What do we know about Westerville South?
Well, you know, you've got a 5-4 seed here. Man,
yeah.
This is a great matchup coming into tonight. We know the Tigers have won the last three against them. But, boy, you go back to last year as a regional semifinal, and Massillon was up 42-9 in that game, and Westerville South just came back in a flurry, and the final score was 42-36. I think Massillon can't let the freshman quarterback carry this game. They have to run the football, and I know they've gotten very creative with Will Trailhart's now and Lennox picking up the load there, and their two-headed quarterback system, throw and run. Their defense really has to keep it between the tackles and not Westerville South fling it all over the field, because that's what they like to do. They'll run, but they really like to try to expose you. And they've got a couple of D1 kids at wideout. But the Tigers are showing us what they show us year after year. They progress. They get better week after week. They make adjustments. They stick with their game plan. And they make deep runs. And I see no difference tonight. I think Tigers come away with a win. They continue the run in the playoffs.
All right. Some exciting games for us. We're looking forward to it, and can't wait to listen in. Dan, you have a fun time tonight.
It's going to be fantastic. Coffee pot will be on, and we'll be caffeinated up, ready to go.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Sammy.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.